Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. We have a new artist today, Aaron Miller, for the Woven Path Tarot with none other than the Nine of Swords. I almost think this one is meant for me because, I'll be honest with you, it's one of those sleepless nights cards, and I'm not one to have sleepless nights, but the worry and the doubt that's here, you know what's going on today, right? Now, I think it's meant to be a good thing, but knowing how Uranus can be, right? Planet of shock and surprise. It doesn't always bring things about in the easiest of manners, right? Surprise, shock. Yeah, two very key words there. So if you've experienced any Uranus action before, which, you know, really left you going, what in the world just happened, then this might be your card because you're like, oh my goodness, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop because Uranus is so wildly unpredictable. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, there is a conjunction today. Could turn out to be something really, really good. But like I said, your experience with Uranus is what is probably going to, you know, have your thoughts taking over here. So Jupiter and Uranus conjuncting in the sign of Taurus. Could be something financial, but it definitely is something out of left field. Jupiter wants to give you something, but Uranus has some tricky ways of making things happen. I have a feeling we will all be surprised by whatever takes place right now. Doesn't necessarily have to happen, you know, today. It could have been few days ago, could be a few days from now, could be a few months from now, but whatever it is, it's in the works. Yesterday, as I mentioned, we had three major aspects take place, but this one today is rare. It only happens about every 14 years. We're still in eclipse season. That hasn't finished, you know, giving all of its messages just yet, and we'll close that out on the 23rd with the Scorpio full moon. We are still in Mercury retrograde, so what in the world is there to fear, right? Yeah, why would you be worried about anything? Still trying to figure out what's going on, what's going to happen next, and as there is a tendency with this card to just want to go over all of those possible scenarios in your head that aren't real, that are never going to happen, all right? Because I can guarantee you, Uranus is involved, and you will never have lost any sleep over a particular scenario that Uranus can come up with, let me tell you. Moon is still in Virgo today and will be moving into Libra very late in the day. So it's going to make a trine with Jupiter, also one with Uranus, you know, both in the sign of Taurus. It will be opposing Mars, still in Pisces, opposing Neptune, which is, of course, in Pisces. And then our big conjunction takes place late in the day before the moon moves into Libra. There's a lot happening here. I don't want anyone to really be fearful, but there's a lot of energy going on right now. So when it comes to this card, one of the important things to remember is thoughts are things. And sometimes we need to retrain the brain and convince it that, you know, it's better to get a good night's sleep than it is to worry over things that we have no control over. So basically, that's it in a nutshell. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.